I watched this this movie called Call Me By Your Name. I think that's what it's called.
That sounds familiar.
It was up for a bunch of Oscars.
Call Me By My Name or Your Name?
I think it's Call Me By Your Name. Call Me By Your Name. I got to double check that.
Okay.
But it's there's a guy named Armie Hammer. He's one of the...
Wait, that's his name?
Yeah, his name's Armie Hammer.
Fuck.
Yeah. Think he needs a fucking...
This is a real guy?
Think he needs a tip cover? Yeah, this is a real human being named Armie fucking Hammer. His name is Armie Hammer.
Did he rape someone by chance?
In the movie, he rapes a boy, and it's celebrated as love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. It's fucked.
Wait, so someone had a son named Armie Hammer?
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name. Yes.
Oh, that was the movie you were telling me about.
That was a movie about a dude who fucks a boy.
And it's like, no, but he loves him.
And they're like, this is just gay love. It's like, no, dude, that's a fucking 16-year-old boy getting plowed by like a 25-year-old man.
You told me about this with the, that's like the, it's like the opposite of The Professional. Or not the opposite.
Oh,
but.
did we talk about this last
week?
Yeah,
we did talk about this, yeah.
I think I talked about it. I don't think I watched it.
Oh, you didn't watch it
yet? I watched it, dude.
You're like the machinist, dude. You're Christian Bale. You're just living in like fragmented days.
You know, there's this gay bullshit about a guy who rapes a kid?
You're writing notes to yourself on the fridge?
Dude,
I just watched that movie last night, dude. I'm like still...
The movie's nuts.
Because I pretend to be movie characters after I watch them. And I watched that last night. And Brittany's like, did you turn down the air conditioning? Or turn down the heat? And I was like... I think I did. I walked to do it, and I was like, fuck, I already did it. And I was like, oh, God, no. So you watched this movie.
So me and O'Connor watched this movie. And
where were you each sitting on the couch?
Well, that's something that came up, because it was O'Connor in the recliner, Beezer and me on the couch.
You guys had to split up.
And then Beezer went to bed, and O'Connor were like, let's fucking watch this movie. I got to see this fucking thing. Apparently the kid comes in a peach. He fucks a peach and comes in it.
Really?
And the guy eats it.
Oh, dude.
So I was like, we got to fucking watch this. There's no way that happens.
Oh, dude.
So then O'Connor comes and sits on the couch. Right next. We're sitting on the couch together. And you know how I was talking about how we sit gay?
Yeah.
Like how if you saw your dad sitting gay, and you guys like, sitting like with my legs up in the middle. I was like leaning like that, and like someone's gonna feed me grapes, and O'Connor sat down and I was like, dude, you gotta fucking move back. I was like, this is already gay that we're watching it. Like, you really gotta move back. And he agreed and moved back. It was pretty great. He moved back. He did the right thing there, because that movie...
I mean, here's the thing. You don't want to push the issue of that situation.
I know, and then you
make
it
like,
gay.
Nah, dude, what the fuck? We're fine. I want to sit next to you.
I put it all out. I made it very clear. I'm like, listen, dude, I don't want to fuck you at all, but if you sit over here, I'm going to want to fuck you, so you got to move back. But when we the movie was incredibly fucking gay.
Really?
I mean, it was a gay love story, but it was like...
He came in the peach?
It was like, yeah, the kid fucks a peach, and the guy comes up and takes a good bite out of it.
Does it show this kid coming?
Yeah, at one point, the first time they fuck, the first time Armie Hammer and this boy...
Stop, man.
First off, Armie Hammer's married.
Yeah.
He's like a 31-year-old, 32-year-old dude.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Think of watching your husband in a movie like that. Like, he's like making out with
him.
Oh,
he's a married man.
Yeah,
I thought you were
in
saying
real life.
Armie Hammer was married to a woman
and
fucked his boy.
Armie Hammer in real life has a fucking wife. And maybe kids. I have no fucking idea. But he's making this movie of him fucking this boy.
Bro, how bad do you want to be an actor?
How bad? Like, exactly. Dude, there's some of these scenes where they're like...
You can't just be like an extra or some shit?
And the way the boy... Like, at one point, he does the fucking gas mask. He sneaks into Armie Hammer's room, puts on some fucking skivvies over his head, and is like sitting on all fours, dude. It's crazy.
Wait, he gas masks
himself. He has a crush. So, Armie Hammer...
Every time you say that,
Armie Big Dick Hammer is he's a teacher's assistant or a professor's assistant.
Okay,
he goes to Italy, where this guy, this professor, is he's doing research, and he needs a research assistant. And every year they get an exchange student to come to Italy.
This is a porno.
It was a porno. It was, and that's what I said to him. I was like, this is just like an intellectual gay dude's porno.
Yeah,
like it was so like. They were looking at statues, him and the Armie Hammer and the dad, and they're like, look at the curves. There's almost daring you to be attracted to them. They're so sensual. And like all this shit.
So they like figure out each other's gay through statue appreciation?
Well, that's the dad. It's the son who the teacher's assistant fucks.
Okay.
So a teacher's assistant.
He's like, oh, I got you.
So basically an exchange student comes and lives at their house. These Americans that live in Italy.
Yeah.
The exchange student comes and then he ends up fucking the family's son that he lives with. And like.
So he is an exchange.
He's just a guy from
he's
America.
He's an exchange teacher living with an Italian family.
An American family in Italy. It's an American professor.
How mad would you be if you took someone in your house and they fucked your son?
And they fucked your fucking kid?
And they gas masked your kid. And fucking...
Well, the kid gas masked himself. He's got a crush on Armie Hammer.
How did he gas mask himself?
He finds a fucking... He finds a pair of skivs, puts them over his head.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an Arabian gas mask.
No, what's that?
That's when you drape your fucking Sammy Hyde someone and drape your dick and balls over their face and give them a gas mask. I was like, how the fuck is he doing this?
No, this is just a classic gas mask. This is a classic masturbatory gas mask.
Okay.
So he found some old skivvies and put them over his head. But when he does that, he like gets in like a very prone all fours position, like with his ass up and like his back arched. It's real fucking
gay.
The kid's real good. The kid's real good at being gay.
Yeah, I mean
he's real gay. But at one point, the first time they fuck, the fucking Armie Hammer has cum on his chest. He, like, sits up, and you see cum on his fucking chest. And then the boy sits up and also has cum on his chest.
They're putting a lot more cum in movies now.
That movie was the most... That was a cum-heavy film.
Really?
And it was all about pretty much a man fucking a boy.
Wait, so they're having sex, and they both somehow came on their own chest? Or
I know. That's what that was O'Connor's question. I was like, hey, that can be done.
Did they finish? I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you can both.
If they got a little Requiem for a Dream on, got a
you
double
both
ender.
Not, yeah.
True.
But real fucking aggressive movie.
Ooh, that's pretty, it's tough stuff.
Yeah.
And that, dude, that's like...
There's some good, there's a good ending, though.
Was it nice?
Yeah. The dad gives a speech to the son about being gay at the end.
He's like, it's chill.
Yeah, it was pretty, it's a pretty nice, it was touching at the end. Yeah. But you got to sit through pretty much just a porn.
That's, dude, that's like, I've been loving the, whatchamacallit, the Versace show. And every now and again, this dude just, like, jumps on an old man and makes out with, like, a 70-year-old man. I'm kind of like, oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my
There's,
God.
How off-putting is it? Like, and while I was watching this movie, I was like, I shouldn't be this, like, real fucking, like, weirded out by this. But, like, if I see, like that was pretty much gay. That was gay sex.
Yeah.
That they were having.
Yeah.
And it was, there was a, like, while I was watching, I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like, there's an instinctual, like, an animal part of me that's like, hey, knock it off, goddammit.
Especially when the thing that fucks me up with the Versace show is that, like, Andrew Cunanan's, like, the guy who was, like, the murderer.
Yeah.
And he, like, specialized with old men, so you'd see him, like, kissing and, like, biting the lip of, dude, like, your grandpa.
You gotta see this kid kiss.
Dude, and you're just kind of like, that guy's so fucking old. How are you gay and so old? That's it. Like, if I see two young guys in cut shirts, I'm like, yeah, fucking two young gay kids. As soon as old guys are gay, I'm like, dude, stop.
Yeah, wait till you see
Knock
a boy, dude. Wait till you see a 17-year-old boy go for the kiss on Armie Hammer. He's like, he's real tongue heavy. He's like, with his tongue out, licking the outside of his lips.
And, dude, it's like, I know. That was a classic Bill Burr bit when it's like, dude, I'm not homophobic.
Oh, yeah,
when I see two guys kiss, I go, whoa, and I look away.
Yeah.
It's like, there is something innate. I'm not going to go with my truck and be like, get in here, you fucking fags, but like, when I see it on TV...
I didn't like that movie,
when
dude.
I see
almost,
it on TV,
almost
dude.
Got the Corolla fired up. Tried to round somebody up.
Just going down around Woody's.
Hey, you come here.
You see someone you know, and you're like, no, I'm just down here beating up gay people. I'm not talking to... But I'm like,
gay, dude.
I'll watch it sometimes, and I'm like, God damn, that's fucking just... That's just something else, man. And like, there'll be like an old guy be like, Andrew, I missed you. And like, come here. And like, grab him from behind. I'm like, bah!
This is a very gay episode now that I think about it. We spent most of the time talking dick. Now we're on to
how
we're both definitely not gay.
I mean, yeah, that's true. You're like, well, it's all your... But, I mean, we're also not like sniffing each other's buttholes and making out. It's like, that's a line, dude. It's like, that's a line.
Yeah, obviously. The fuck, dude. That'd be gay, bro.
But imagine if I came here and I'm like, oh, Shane, I missed you. I'm so happy you're back from Harrisburg. We like stood by the window and I hugged you from behind. Was like, put my chin on your shoulder and was like, you got to start staying here, bro. Dude, it's just like, ugh.
Why'd you just do that?
I don't know. Maybe if
What's
I started,
your problem? Why'd
if
you
I started
do that?
Kissing up and down your spine. Like, don't kiss my spine. I'm sensitive. It's rough, dude. It's rough stuff.
Wish you hadn't done that.
It's rough stuff. Where I don't even know. Let's take a break.
Wish you haven't gotten this. It got me this hard, dude. Don't take a break now. Everybody's gonna think we fucked. Don't take a break, dude.
Call me Armie Hammer.
Dude, you got to see
Army
Hammer.
What's the boy's name?
Fuck.
It's definitely like Giulionos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a real, he's got a ridiculous French name.
Of course.
His last name's like Charlotte or some shit.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, this kid, in the movie, his name's Elio.
Elio, of course. It's Elio.
Elio. And the gay dude's That's name is cool. Oliver.
Wait, who's Oliver? Wait, who's the fuck's Warhammer?
Oliver's Army Hammer.
Oh, Army Hammer.
Yeah. Warhammer.
Is Army Hammer...
Army Hammer's his real fucking...
Is Army Hammer fucking this kid or what?
Army Hammer's plowing this boy.
Okay, thank God. I thought, like, Army Hammer is just a dad who's like, I'm Army Hammer and I'm totally cool with this.
No. Army Hammer is
Please
fucking...
Please tell me Army Hammer's fucking a boy.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Timothy spelled T-I-M-O-T-H-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And that E has a... Umlaute? What are those things called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's got a little fucking
little
thing
French
over it.
Thing.
Little
if you,
fucking
so
Mexican
if you, if you,
bullshit
if you
fucking
had,
up our vowels.
If you had to fuck a boy, or we'll say
Tell you what, this kid was
old,
pretty sensual.
18-year-old. What? Is, so you got to pick, you're like, you got to fuck this boy, but you can pick the ethnicity. What would it be?
What type of boy would I fuck?
I mean, you'll say he's 18
what
years
race
old.
Of a...
He's 18-year-old. Like, you have to fuck an 18-year-old kid, or... Teenage boy, but you get to pick the ethnicity. What are you picking?
That's a tough one. You go first.
Asian sweet boy all day.
You
long.
Want an Asian sweet
boy? I mean,
boy.
I'd have to.
I figured you had an answer, which is why you were asking.
I've thought about this before.
No, I wouldn't fuck a boy.
You have to, dude. You got to pick one.
No.
You have to pick one. Who do you think? Would you go with a white dude?
Nope.
You go with like a stocky, like frat guy with big biceps?
Nope.
I'm trying to pick what you'd go with.
What type of boy I would fuck?
I gotta pick an ethnicity.
I'd probably fuck a black dude, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, let him know.
I was
let
actually,
him get a piece
I was,
of my mind.
I was actually, that was my second guess for you.
You thought I would go black.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm doing the fucking?
Yeah, you'd be real gross about it, too. You'd come in all sweaty and be like, come
here. Feel like Black Snake Moan, dude. The reverse.
You'd be the girl.
Yeah, I'd be the girl. Oh, please, no. Be like, listen, mister, just give me the $10.